We're back. We are back with the Tony Black and Friends podcast. Boy, we got a couple of special guests in the building. We got Coffee Bean.
Yes, sir.
Shout out to the people.
Hey, appreciate it.
Hey, we got T'Challa in the building.
Yo, it's been a while. I'm back.
We got DA in the house today.
Yep.
Shake things up a little bit, man. You know what I'm saying? We're going through a reorganization right now. I'm just bullshitting. I'm just doing it like the white people. Right now, we are going to a reorganization. We're just moving and shifting people around. And we got Nori in the back. You know what I'm saying?
Nori on the
turntables, you know? Hey, man, I wish we could play music and shit, man. Pretty soon, though, we'll be able to play music.
Yeah, we got that coming.
Hell yeah, man. Shit, man. I'm just glad to be with you guys here on this beautiful Sunday. It's about 70 degrees outside. It's feeling good. You know what I'm saying? Good day for sweatpants and shit. Niggas from New York down here in Florida wearing Timberland boots and shit. That's it, my nigga. That's what I'm talking about.
They went to sleep with them boots on.
What? You see a nigga from New York at the beach in Timberland boots and shit. Nigga like, yo, son, word, kid.
Kicking sand and stuff.
Like, nigga, you in Florida, nigga. Stop that shit.
6 inches.
Man, 6 inches. What? Timberland deep in the Florida sand. Boy, nigga, what's up?
He went that way.
Just follow the Timberland boots.
Follow the trees.
Hey, man, boy. Hey, man. But I've been watching the news, man, lately, man, and just catching up on a couple of things, man, because, you know, you got to stay up on the news because there's a lot of things going on out there. So I was reading about this school in Austin, Texas, that's trying to mandate teaching kids about oral sex and anal sex, man. And I'm just trying to get y'all opinion on this. Who should be teaching kids about sex, period? You know what I mean? I know we was taught about sex back in school, sexual education and things like that, and it just rent from, you know, using the condom and being protected and all the sexual diseases out there. But now they're taking a step further and trying to inject, you know, oral sex and anal sex. You know what I mean? I'm trying to figure out who.
They want to inject it.
They want to inject it, man. I'm just trying to figure out what's up.
That's too much. That is too much for sex education. I'm down with that. Teaching kids about safe sex or abstinence, I'm down with that. But oral sex?
Oh.
Now, where's the safe sex in oral sex?
I know, right?
Nah, that's too much, man. Even though I know kids probably gonna watch stuff.
And, oh, yeah.
But yeah. It being taught in the school, I got a problem with that.
Right, yeah. Right.
What's wrong with y'all, Texas?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's too much. That's a parent's job.
Is that even a safe way to
Not even oral. You can't teach your kids oral sex.
I know.
That's something that they're going to have to venture out on their own when they get older.
Exactly.
Yeah. Grown, hopefully.
Hey, man, that shit going to be like Tommy Davidson and Booty Call.
Wrap that plastic.
Get that rental.
You know what? I don't know. How could you break that down, teaching kids about that?
Come here. I want to talk to you about oral sex. Hey, baby, come here. Let me. Hey, we got to teach our son.
Bring the rent.
Yeah.
Hey, open your mouth. All right, son. This is this.
So T'Challa, you say they should just figure it out, kind of like most of
like
us.
Everybody,
to,
like everybody.
You just kind of work your way through it.
Yeah, but not it being taught in school. Now you learning about this stuff. Now you want to, okay, after class, what you going to do?
Let's try it.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
It shouldn't be
if
presented.
If they're not already doing it, but yeah.
If they are doing it and they're keeping it a secret away from their parents, then so be it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But it being taught in school, because what does sex education when we was in school, talked to you about the safe sex or abstinence.
STDs
all of that stuff that can happen. Yeah. But you're teaching about oral sex. I think that's a bit too far.
That's just pushing them to stop.
It might be crossing the line. Yo, Tony, like you said, I kind of think it's a parent's job, really.
Yeah, it's a parent.
To teach their kid about stuff like that if they want oral? To. But some parents, it's a touchy subject, sex, period. With
right,
kids.
I feel uncomfortable talking to my kid about it. But you have to.
It is a thing called oral sex that you should stay away from until you get grown.
Right,
But you said it's in high school, right?
No, it's not in high school.
It's not in high school?
This is third grade through eighth grade.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
that's third grade through eighth grade.
That's sick.
Yeah. No, that's too young.
They're going to have these kids looking at each other like, you want to suck my dick?
Yeah, I'm thinking it was a high school, man.
They're not even saying dick yet. They probably saying penis.
Yeah, because you want to suck my penis?
They're not even cussing yet.
It's just like the boy that said he want to grow up and be a lesbian. He shouldn't be talking like that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Who teaching him that kind of stuff?
Exactly.
To where he's saying he want to grow up and be a lesbian.
TV, man. Yeah. People ain't monitoring what their kids watch.
But
somebody at home taught him that. That's, you shouldn't be putting that on your kid at that, you know, young of an age. Mm-hmm. 5 through 12, 13, you shouldn't be teaching your kids about, they should have their innocence about them and go, you know, play and, you know, have, same thing about race. People teach their kids, like, to be racist at that age. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
That stuff shouldn't be taught to kids. If they want to grow up to be a racist or whatever, they should grow up. And have that, you know,
have their own opinion. Yeah, exactly. You know what I'm saying?
But not being taught at a young age.
Yeah, they start teaching them early.
Yeah, you're ruining their mind. Yeah. Now they're only going to be one way about that their whole life until they grow up and they learn better.
I can't hang out with Willie anymore. Willie is black. You can't. God damn it. I told you about that.
Because kids don't know that.
You're going to turn black too if you keep hanging with them.
They teach them that though. You know, be surprised.
It's like, you know.
To be surprised, man.
Because kids, when kids are born, they can't tell the difference. Nope, you know, they playing with a black friend. They playing with a black friend until someone tells them, hey, listen, you can't be doing that.
Yep.
You know, you're going to get us kicked out the neighborhood.
Is he stealing your lunch money?
Yeah. He's eating all his fucking chicken. No, man. Nah, but I believe that sexual content should be taught by the parents. Yeah. Right? The parents need to sit down with their kids and explain to them the birds and the bees, like the old school.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Right now, the school, I mean, when we were growing up, they taught us sexual education and stuff like that growing up in school, right? It was perimeters that they didn't cross. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? There wasn't no talking about no, you know, oral sex and things. They did teach us a little about oral sex, what can happen if you had oral sex and things like that, where diseases came from.
Right.
Right. But now they didn't, you know, they trying to implement anal sex.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's a little bit too much for me. You know what I mean?
Hey, class, turn to page 10. We got a diagram of...
Yes. And here, two of your teachers are going to actually
demonstrate.
It's going to be a real live demonstration.
You got the KY?
Doo-doo, come out of there! Nah, it's too much.
Yeah, that's way too much.
It's a lot. It's a lot, man. And kids got a lot going on these days.
That's too much, man.
And, you know, it's a lot of pressure, man. It's a lot of pressure. You know what I mean? Because they got pressure already.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because they friends. I mean, they friends are fucking. And some of them like, man, you're not fucking yet? What's going on? You know? And now you got this pressure of, you know, if you're doing this in sex, you know, are you getting... anal sex? Are you having anal sex? Are you getting oral sex? And things
that's
like
just
that?
From the teachers.
And that's
shoot. The way
these teachers
man.
Shit, shoot. These teachers giving private lessons. Uh-huh. Shit.
You want that A or not?
What?
No, not that A. This A.
But you know what? Back in the days, the kids didn't really snitch like they do now.
Oh, no.
You know what I'm saying?
No. I would have never said that.
Hey, you know what I'm saying? Nowadays.
I have my doctorate degree in high school.
Right? Man, look at him. Fucking professors and shit.
Dude,
man, these kids are running telling, man.
They can't keep a secret these days.
My teacher fucked the shit out of me. Suck my dick, too.
It ain't what it is. They telling their friend.
Yeah, it's too much.
The hating friend.
Yeah. And
friend,
the friend.
He getting none.
The friend trying to hit the teacher. Teacher said, no, you're fucking ugly. No.
It's just like jail.
No. You know what I'm saying?
It's just like jail.
Oh. Yeah. Man, look. It is crazy, man. Hey, Hey, just keep the sexual education at home. That's what I say.
Yeah,
you know, let the parents teach the kids. And if sexual education is going to be taught at school, it should be like perimeters. Hey, we're not going to cross this line, things like that. Just teach them the basics about sex. That's it. That's what I say, man.
Not only that, when you're saying it being like third to eighth grade, it's like, why are you trying to like speed up that process?
Exactly.
Like, why are you trying to, you know
what I'm saying? You're forcing them. You know what I'm saying?
My son is in the second, so... You know, I couldn't fathom next year you know, like trying to explain, because you know he'll have questions like any kid.
Of course, of course.
So like, why are you speeding up that process? And like, dude, I haven't even had to talk with my 15-year-old yet, but now you want me to have it with an 8-year-old?
Yeah,
damn.
That, you know what I'm saying? So that I just got a problem with, like, man, let that fucking kid be a kid,
taking away their innocence.
Yeah,
like when you have, and I have no problem with it. Whoever listening, like, you said, oh, we spoke about in the group chat. It was this woman who, I guess her kid watched the movie Frozen.
Right.
So from that, and the kid liked it, you know, just like any kid would like, I like Lion King, I like Aladdin or whatever.
Right.
So she interpreted him liking, because I guess he liked the movie a lot.
Right.
And she said, well, man, you like that movie so much, you must be a girl. It what? It was a mm-hmm. boy. Mm-hmm. So
from a cartoon? So shit, damn.
She went ahead through the court process.
Right.
And petitioned to make her son a female.
I see.
Oh my god.
Coffee Bean. So you seen it? So she was like,
she was a star, right?
She's like a doctor, like a therapist.
Okay.
So she said he liked the movie. So but it's like with that shit, like you don't fuck, like let that kid figure that shit out for himself. Let him come of age.
Yeah.
And then he can decide whether he wants to transition. Whether like, and I grew up with a dude, man, I used to think he was feminine. Like I thought, man, like, man, he might be gay.
Right.
I saw him as an adult. He fucking everything, females. So it was like,
yeah,
maybe it was just something he came up out of, or maybe that just was his demeanor.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like for this little kid, like let him figure that shit out on his own. In the same way with these kids, it's like, yo, my son's still worrying about fucking, you know, watching Ryan on YouTube and like let them be in that stage first before you try to push sex and stuff onto him, man.
Yeah, it's too early.
Way too early for that.
Yeah, it's too early.
Let them kids be a kid, whether it's gay, straight, black, white. Let them kids be a kid and figure that out. You know what I'm saying? You kind of hesitate on having them conversations with teenagers.
Yeah,
you know, a 8-year-old can't fathom or can't comprehend what's oral sex and come on, man.
And you had the kids just losing focus in school. And that's
for most of them, it's gonna be gross to them anyway.
Right. Oh, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Yeah, because as soon as you start talking about kissing, like, what? Kiss? Kissing? I don't like that.
Yeah, they still,
you know what I mean? Until they get to, like, you know, 4th or 5th grade and be like, I think I'm cute.
No.
You know
my 11-year-old, I'd be like, hey, because he attracts women, girls. They're like,
there you go.
I watch him.
Yeah.
And he sit down and girls just come around him. So I was like, hey, which one of those is your girlfriend? He was like, you know, looking at me all crazy and stuff. Yeah, I'm like, which one? He'd be like, I don't have a girlfriend. Son, it's okay.
It's
all right.
He ain't there yet.
Relax. And then my older son had his friend, and his friend's sister was like 18 years old. Well, my little one, like, drew to her. Like, every time she see him, she hugging him, got him between her lap. They watching videos. I'm like, look at this boy.
He gonna like the mold.
Yeah. I said, we was out in at a school recital one day, and he spotted her out of a crowd of 100-something people, like, or more. He saw her and went straight to her. Next thing you know, her arm around him. They watching. He got her phone. He playing games. He happy. But I'm like, you don't know it, son, but you a chick magnet, man.
Yeah,
that's it.
That's something my son said today. I was talking to him about something. He was like, boys rule, girls drool. I said, man, you still legit, man. He's 7, so he not. Yeah. So I'm just going by his mind state. He not thinking about no sex, man.
Not yet, man.
From 3rd to 8th grade, for that to be a part of the curriculum and to think that's.
Yeah.
See, my son 12, man. I don't think he ready, man. Because I'm in a car with him one day, and I tell him about, you know, get bumps on him. I said, oh, you going to puberty, huh? And I said, you got a little house down there. That's embarrassing. You know, talk about that. You know, so I said, I knew he wasn't ready, man. I knew he wasn't ready.
They
ain't ready yet, man. They ain't as advanced as we
Amen.
Yeah, that's what I'm about to say. Yeah. Back in the day, man, we was on it early.
What?
But, you know.
Man, look at
it. It's good today now, man. Yeah. Just let them ease into it when they ready, you know.
Hey, boy, I remember growing up, man, and that was a hot thing back in, you know, when I was growing up.
Yeah. Hey, boy, you want to say the year.
Nigga like, boy, you got a porno tape, man? Let me see what's on it and shit. Nigga want to see a porno tape. 4 or 5 dudes watching a porno tape. You like, wait a minute.
Hey, or
the fuck is going on here?
Hey, or the magazine.
I know. But it's like, man, listen, it's like, it's got to, you know, I know it's like a certain age, right? But too early is just too early for me. You know what I mean? Like D.A. said, let the kids go out there and play. Let them play. Let them have fun. Eventually, right, they'll figure it out when that time comes.
And they'll come to you. Right? They'll probably come to you.
But they're going to come.
And that's like human nature.
Right.
You will figure it out when the time comes.
Right. Yes.
You know what I'm saying? For the majority of the people. Yeah. Let a kid be a kid and have the innocence and grow up and you know, just enjoy being a kid. Don't be putting that added pressure on them to try to figure this stuff out.
Right.
Because
then the first thing you say, you grown. Yeah, I'm grown. You've been teaching me about fucking sex and shit. So, yeah.
Trying to make me grown.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yep.
Exactly.
Yep.
And another thing is, man, you got to stay on top of your kids because you got to look at their environment today.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? When they not home, they in school. You got to look at how much pressure they up under. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Kids ain't got parents like us, you know what I'm saying, these days that's in their life. So what's happening is they going to school. You got these kids that's probably advanced, hanging with their older cousins, older brothers, and learning about sex and learning about drugs and learning about this. And
boom.
That's where it comes from. You got to stay on them, man.
Add on what Coffee Bean was saying, like a phone. So now anything is easily accessible.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
If they want to Google it, and if you don't got certain like parental controls, and anything can pop up.
Yep.
Anything. Like the shit that they, certain videos they mask on YouTube that'll have a
this key title, word,
but it's something totally different.
Yep,
so these days, man, like everything is just so easily accessible. Like I ain't got to find that porno up under my cousin's bed no more. I can just Google the shit.
Right. Hey man, I had an uncle, man. I used to love getting his car because he always had sex magazines up under his seat. I'm like, let me see what this nigga got car? This week, man.
In the car?
Yes.
That's what he hit him.
Listen, my uncle was sitting in the car for hours, and I was wondering what the hell this nigga doing in the car for hours and shit. Right? Front of his pants be wet. I'm like, wait a minute. What the fuck? So I said, there's got to be something in the car. Man, I was looking under the seat one day. I was in the back seat. I said, shit.
Don't touch that magazine.
Nigga, I ain't going to say what magazine it is because y'all going to be like, this nigga old as fuck, man.
Hustler. It was a Hustler.
It was a Hustler magazine. I'm like looking. I said, what the fuck? A naked woman, pussy wide open. I said, oh, shit. That's what this nigga doing.
With a bush. Probably
hours. Bush. My uncle was in the car hours sitting down after he got off of work. Let me see.
Relieving stress after work.
Let me see what position I should try on this motherfucker.
Hey, boy, back
I get
in the days,
it.
Boy, the magazines, man.
What?
There was the leg.
That was the shit.
Yeah. Hey, but you smuggle one. Shit. You smuggle one in the school in your book bag and be like,
"What? Look at this! Look at this!"
How they used to do them back in prison? They used to rent them out.
What?
Yeah. I seen one about this thick one time.
What?
Renting them out.
Nigga about to kill himself in prison.
Hey,
boy.
Wimp, the lady's mouth in the picture got holes in it.
Stains all on the page.
Stuck together.
Nigga done jacked himself off into a coma, boy. Son of a bitch.
You don't call it a seizure.
What?
Hey. Hey, yeah. Hey, be like that ward over there, they don't have no problems over there, boy. That's
what? Hey. Everybody sleeping cool, good.
Stay asleep.
I let them keep it. I catch them with it. I let them keep it.
Hey. Oh, yeah. You don't want that back.
I ain't confiscating it. Do you?
What?
Nigga, don't y'all stay quiet.
That's it, man.
Yeah,
shit.
That's crazy. That's funny, though.
Nigga, jack off that shit quick, boy. Wow. Nigga, you want to rent this shit?
That's wild, yeah.
Oh, boy, man. Those were the days, though, man. All right, boy. Yeah. Look at here, boy. Nowadays, shit.
It was a lot of hunching going on back then.
What?
You know, with the clothes on.
I know I did my fair share, baby.
What?
I did my
friction.
Share.
What?
I was the hunching king in the project.
Fuck around, get carpet burn on your dick. Your dick ain't never come outside the pan. You just dry humping hard.
Hey. Thought you were doing something.
Yep. What?
Thought you were doing something.
Your pants soaking wet.
Soaking wet.
Where the fuck you been?
When the molded dude was talking shit to you, don't worry about it. I just hunched your sister. I got him, baby. Don't worry about it.
Oh, yeah. Hey, that was credit back in them days. Oh, yeah. I hunched her.
Expect the baby in a week.
Nigga say that shit quick, man. I hunched the shit out of her.
Didn't know nothing about nothing, man.
Nothing, man.
So I remember little Kiki, baby.
Boy, look at here, boy. Kiki. Hey, you remember wrestling motherfucker and shit?
Oh.
Man, wrestling motherfucker for hours. Go home. Your dick is hard as hell, but this shit hurt because you ain't never fucked nothing.
No.
You ain't fucked nothing.
You can feel that. You can feel that the heartbeat.
Oh my God, your shit throbbing. Your shit was throbbing wet going home. Blood vessel. Ain't hey, fuck nothing.
Boy. Dude, I remember the first time I called Blue Ball. I was stuck. Blue Ball, I said, hey, I got to go to the doctor, man. You got to take me to the doctor or something, man. Yeah. And this was before, like, I really knew what was going on. So I was like, yo, man, this
ain't right.
Nah, I'm finna die. Yeah.
Something can't be something right wrong with me. Something wrong.
I'm finna die. Right with this, man. I'm finna die.
I needed that sex ed class, man. I don't think I took it.
Exactly.
So.
Exactly, man. Hey, boy. Sex education, boy. That's the thing. They're going to teach these kids in school, boy. They crazy, man. The shit.
Well, shoot. Hey, I look at it like this, though, man. You rather for the kids to learn, I guess, in school from another adult than asking their friends, because their friends is on the same level as them. Their friends don't know shit. They just figuring it out too. Yeah. So if an adult
they winging it,
somewhat experienced, then
but you know what? Exactly. Kinda, to a certain point, because today's kids are different
than us.
Than
we were.
Because I just think everything is so accessible. Yeah. Like they can look up everything on the internet, they can find anything.
And now they're going to call BS on the teacher because this is what I just saw on YouTube, on the internet or whatever.
I Googled it.
You know what
I'm
saying?
Right.
And then once you get one, the other ones are going to, you know, I think it'll be much harder on a teacher to teach sexual education now as opposed to when we were growing up. Because if we didn't have a magazine or the VHS. Yeah. If we didn't have that, what they said was what it is.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
All we knew.
But like DA said, it with the cell phones and stuff, it's more accessible.
Right in your hands. Right?
Yeah. So I think it'll be harder today. Where it should, like you said, it should come from the parent now.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, if the schools want to do it, they need to make the parents sign off on this, on a form where you talk to your kids about X, Y, and Z.
Right.
And then we would go into the curriculum in school about it. Because now it's
I mean, that's actually a good idea. If you send like a guideline home and say, discuss this with them first.
Yeah.
And then once it's signed off, then we can just kind of elaborate on what you guys have already talked about. But like what Nori said, I agree, you know, with a certain age.
Yeah.
I mean, they're going to learn about it. Why not do the class? Because they're going to find out about it anyway.
Yep, exactly.
So, I think eighth grade is a good grade to start.
Yeah.
Right before high school.
These days, I think six, actually. Cause you got a lot of young
kids. Middle school,
right? They getting it. They were getting it in when I was in middle.
Cause what, six, seven, eight is junior high, right? Cause now they're gonna be mixed in with that
crowd anyway.
Right.
Crowd.
Yeah. Because these kids are developed now.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Oh yeah.
Ninth grade is a lot of pressure.
Yeah. Yeah. These kids are developed.
Shoot, you know? For me, boy.
Hey, I know some guys used to pray on the freshman.
Oh my God! Yeah, you remember that?
What? They already picking.
Damn,
boy was on. They already went through the whole freshman class the first 2 weeks.
Yeah,
the boy wasn't playing. You already knew who about what the first 2 weeks of school.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. Man, hey, boy.
You know it's kind of weird now, but looking back on it, I remember growing up in the hood, I was seeing grown niggas picking up chicks.
Oh yeah,
you looked at it, it was like, oh man, she just fucking with an older nigga, and it was like, all right, that's cool, whatever.
Yeah, nowadays,
you know, but now you're looking, it's like, yo,
he was grown.
That nigga was like 25.
They hair stayed done. They nails stayed done, and you be like, dang man, she seemed older than the rest of the girls
her age, because
she's dating a grown man.
But like I said, I just looked at it like, oh man, he's just an older nigga from the neighborhood who may be getting a little money.
That
he's not too much older than me, so
he
still look. I still look at him as young.
I thought they would drop out,
but he like 23.
Yeah,
she's 17. So it's like when you look back at it now, it's like, god damn,
a lot of R. Kelly is
old ass nigga, man.
They coming into the prom. I remember they used to come to the prom, man. Old nigga, the prom. Go ahead on. Man.
He got a family and he here at a high school prom.
I'm telling you.
A grown ass man.
How can you compete with that in high school, man?
I know.
You can't compete. This man got a job.
He got a car.
Selling drugs and stuff. You can't compete with that.
I'm already short.
I'm already fat.
You around here pulling up to a house on a bicycle.
Hey, your parents' car?
Man. You competing with a tall basketball player.
Man.
You gotta go outside of school and compete with the old.
Whoa, cats. Man. Yeah. Shit.
Shoot, man.
You ain't stand a chance, man.
Boy, look at here.
Yeah, I won.
Oh, my God.
No chance.
Hey, boy, that's crazy, man. That is crazy, boy.
And you think you can get your boyfriend to buy some liquor?
Yeah. Grown nigga fucking these young girls and shit, man.
It's been going on.
Man, them niggas don't share either, too. Boy. Them niggas are selfish, man. If you don't get your grown ass around here, I'll call the cops, man. Shit. You fucking with a young girl, he should be in jail. Hating on them tall ass niggas and shit.
Yeah, what you gonna do since he in jail?
What?
Oh, you back on the bus with us? Oh, no.
Hey, boy. You like, yeah. That grown nigga done left you, huh? For another young chick, huh? You looking crazy now.
Who braided his hair in jail?
Oh, man. Hey, boy. But, you know, been watching all these people around here getting their ass whooped.
Hey, before we move on, I forgot to say it earlier. Yeah.
Go ahead, baby.
Rest in peace to John Witherspoon.
Pop, oh, man. Yeah, oh, man. Yeah, man.
Bang, bang, bang. Comedic legend right there, man.
Oh, yeah. Every time in the kitchen, you in the kitchen. Hey, boy, that's classic, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Eating all the hog balls. Hey, mm-hmm. I wish you were asleep right now.
Boomerang, one of my favorite movies, man.
Oh, yeah, Boomerang.
I wish you were asleep right now.
That's a classic. That's one of my favorite movies, man.
Yeah, man.
Oh, and that was Boomerang, was the first time I was introduced to John Witherspoon, actually.
Get
out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But
I know he was in stuff before that, but you know that was the first thing I saw.
I went and saw him at the Improv when it used to be downtown.
Oh
yeah,
and he came dressed out like he was Pops on the Wannings.
Yeah,
the man.
Yeah.
He came down those stairs, bang bang. I'm like, man, hilarious.
I seen him at the Improv once too, but yeah. The other one when the they moved. One. Yeah, yeah. The
hilarious, man.
Yeah, hey. Yeah, funny. Yeah,
hilarious.
Vampire in Brooklyn.
Yep.
Oh yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, he was in that.
Yep. Yeah. He was in there. He's in that. Looked like a whore I used to date back in 1962. Yeah. Flippin' floppin' floppin' shit.
He was
funny. That motherfucker, boy. Hey, but he's boy, y'all need to look at him when he talk about, you know, doing that Friday movie. How much they got paid for Friday? That shit's crazy. I was like, what? I said, damn, shit.
I think I saw the interview where he talked about it.
Yeah.
I think I did.
Yeah, man.
I forgot who he was talking to, but he talked was like, yo, we didn't get much. We kind of just did it as like a off the strength is a favor.
Yeah, basically. Yeah. Hey, man, so, look, I'm just putting this together.
Yeah.
Right? But I'm pretty sure he went back and probably gave each of them a little bit something extra. But he said,
I mean,
he,
if you think, I mean, I didn't mean to cut you
right,
off.
Right, go
you
ahead.
Think about it. After the first Friday,
I think it took off.
Yeah.
It took off. He said he got paid on the second
one. Them was all cute movies, right?
Yeah. Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
He got paid on
they
the second one.
Blessed him on the second and third
one.
I'm pretty sure Cube took care of him.
Because aside from Chris Tucker and Ice Cube, you know, he made Friday.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You know,
you
always wanted to see Pops in there. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I always had something going on. So it was pretty cool, man.
A funny dude, man.
Oh, yeah. Funny dude. Rest in peace, you know, John Witherspoon. Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, I never got a chance to work with him, man. That's one of the people. You know, I another person that had passed a couple of years back was Charlie Murphy. I worked with him. So,
yeah.
You know, I had worked with him a little bit.
That's
you know
a funny
saying?
Dude, too.
Man. That's a funny pleasure, dude. Man.
Yeah. Hey, to listen to his stories.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
On the Chappelle show.
That dude.
He has some funny stories.
Back in the green room, let me tell you, man, you know, when they say niggas have like two blunts in rotation, they do have two blunts in rotation. Because I was like, what the fuck? I'm like, I kept seeing the shit go around. It was like, hey, what's up, man? You don't smoke? I said, nah, I'm good. They looked at me like, this nigga the police, man.
Green, yeah. Nigga, that's green.
All right, let's put this shit up. Man, shit, this nigga, I don't want to smoke shit. I said, nah, I'm good, man. You sure? We got two blunts now. I'm like, nah, I'm good. But he was cool, though. He was cool to work with. You know what I'm saying?
I remember hearing Charlie Murphy stories and like, yo, these shits gotta be fake. It's no way.
Yeah, man.
It's no way. I forgot which one came first, but I was like, nah, it ain't no way this real.
What?
I think Prince was first.
The Prince
like, it's no way Prince did
the
shit.
Basketball
shit. No way.
Oh, man.
How he fixed some pancakes. I was like, no. But then I thought about, hey, these celebrity niggas be weird.
Weird.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. And Prince probably was.
Then
really
when I heard about
shit.
Charlie Murphy,
yeah.
I mean, then when I heard about Rick James,
yeah.
And then what Rick James was saying, I was like, nah, this shit probably real too, man.
Yeah.
Man, look.
He didn't remember this shit.
Yeah.
So I think he said, I remember slapping him. He's like, yeah, he did that shit, dude. He ain't making that up.
No, Rick James was high probably 99% of the time. He don't remember put half of the shit he did.
Unity on that black forehead of his. That shit. Let me tell you, that made the show. That made the show.
Yeah, man.
That True Hollywood Story by Charlie Murphy.
Yeah.
Man, look at here, boy. That Rick James shit, boy. I was like, classic. Oh my God.
Hey, who was that? What station was that on? What broadcast?
Comedy Central.
They ruined a good thing, man.
Yeah.
Chappelle show.
Chappelle show was good.
Man.
Yeah. Man, that shit.
Hey, that's some funny stuff.
They
could have
made millions out of that.
Yeah.
What?
That was supposed to go on for a few
more
years.
Yes. Yeah. A few more years.
Definitely. They ruined the good thing, man.
A few more years. Yeah. That shit was good, boy.
Because Chappelle he crossed over black. He reached a lot of people, man, with that.
Oh yeah!
Hey, that show is classic.
I mean, I think first time I heard about the show was when they did the Prince skit, and then because Chappelle to me, I was like, man, like I think he do like white people comedy, like that ain't really my thing,
right?
You know what I'm saying? Like, just like with I think he's a legend, but like with the same thing with like Chris Rock, it was like that's not my type of comedy. But when I saw the skit with Charlie Murphy, it was like, yo, this shit.
This show
is pretty good. And then I started watching the other shit. The pimp. What's the one he did with the pimps? The pimp contest.
Pimp.
It was this.
Then when they go back in time and
When they went back to the Wild West with the pimps.
Look, that might be your uncle right there. That nigga.
What was the dude? He was like the KKK leader.
Bill Bixby.
But he was blind. He didn't know he was black.
They didn't know he was black either. Yeah. Until he took the hood.
Oh my God.
I hate niggers.
What did he say when he found out he was black?
Oh my God.
He divorced his wife because she was a nigga lover.
Damn, that's Chappelle shit classic.
Oh my God.
Hey, Tony Black, I got a question.
He says,
"What's
up?" Sprinkle some crack on him.
A lot of stuff y'all do, you know, doing comedy and stuff. Like y'all go off the dome, or do y'all write a lot of stuff down?
That's sometimes. Okay. You know, it's just like comedy is almost like rapping, where you freestyle a little bit, and you know, and then sometimes there's material that's given to you from the audience.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Sometimes people just want to chime in, things like that. I'd be like, damn, we on a game show right now, right? You want to answer questions and shit. You know what I mean? So you get them involved I mean, sometimes you see a comedian do like about 15 minutes off of shit that's given to him from the audience.
Right.
You'd be like, damn. And then he go on with his shit.
Right.
And then, you know, sometimes people just want to be part of the, you know, part of the show. And then you just make them part of the show. You know, but it's good out there. It's good. It's good having fun out there, man. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah man. So,
damn, man.
Yeah,
bring
man.
Bring Chappelle back, man.
Yeah, bring Chappelle back, boy. I'm telling you, man. Hey, boy. Shoot, boy.
It's all good.
Hey, man. I don't know about y'all, but we gonna wrap this one up. We gonna wrap this one up real quick, man. But you know, I just appreciate y'all coming in, and you know, T'Challa, D.A. You know, sure. Coffee Bean, man. Hey, me and Nori want y'all to come back. Y'all want to come back, man?
This is a pleasure for me, man.
Hey, man, it's a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful Saturday. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Beautiful Saturday. The weather's starting to cool down a little bit down here,
open
man.
Open up the windows.
You know what I'm saying? You can sleep butt naked with your people and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Make sure the kids are asleep before y'all get butt naked, man. Leave the windows open.
Daddy got a tent.
You know what I'm saying? Make sure the kids are asleep and all that, man. Y'all walk around the house butt naked. It's good weather. Cut your AC off, you know. Get your light bill down, people. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But you know what? I enjoy everybody listening to the Tony Black and Friends podcast. Until the next time, we out this bitch. Love, laugh, and share that shit, bitch.
We out.